This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
On November 6, 2007, voters in the city of Charlottesville will go to the polls to elect three members of the city council. This recording is Sean Tubbs' August 31st interview with Satyendra Hooja, a Democratic candidate in the race.
Mr. Hooja, thank you for participating in this interview with Charlottesville Tomorrow. The complete audio and written transcript for this interview will be available on the internet. Information from this interview will be used in the compilation of Charlottesville Tomorrow's nonpartisan voter guide. Charlottesville Tomorrow does not endorse any candidates, and our goal is to provide information to the public so they can make an informed vote on issues related to land use, transportation, and community design. As you are aware, some of the questions you will be asked have been provided in advance, others have not. All city council candidates will be asked the same questions. Are you ready to start?
Yes.
Okay, question number one. Please describe your past experience that qualifies you to be on city council.
First of all, I think it will be a great honor and privilege to serve my community where I live. I've been living here for 34 years. I believe I can make a contribution, significant contribution, to the improvement of the city of Charlottesville because I have the experience, I have the creative skills, and I care for this community a great deal. And I have a proven record of service to this community for the last 34 years. I also have served a number of boards and commissions over the years and provided to nonprofit agencies like Piedmont Housing Alliance, Jefferson Board of Aging, Art and Place. And the most rewarding job I have ever had was the soup kitchen, running soup kitchen.
If you're ready to proceed with question number two.
That's fine.
In June 2006, the city and county signed off on a 50-year water supply plan that includes a new dam at the Ragged Mountain Reservoir and a new pipeline connecting the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir. Do you support this plan? Why or why not?
Okay. First of all, I think I want to say that water is not only important in terms of quantity as well as quality. Both have to be taken care of. And not only of the current needs, but also the future needs of our community. So we need to think ahead, not just deal with the current situation. On the other hand, I do support the city-county agreement because I feel it will provide a most economical way to meet our water needs. It will, first of all, serve the city needs because the reservoir has silted and it needs to be, capacity needs to be increased. So I think that the replacement needs as well as the new needs will be met by this agreement. And I feel this is the most reasonable solution to the problem as we know.
In addition to community concerns about an adequate water supply to accommodate growth and prepare for droughts, the Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority is also anticipating significant investments in upgraded sewer infrastructure. In general, what will the financial impact be on ratepayers, including the University of Virginia, for public water and sewer to complete the 50-year water supply plan and update and expand our aging sewer facilities?
If you're going to have good quality utility system, sewer system is one very important part of that for our growth as well as maintenance of our existing development. I support the idea of improving the infrastructure, and I think we'll have to work out a system of, as you know, it is required not only for sewer, but also for Chesapeake Bay water quality standards have to be met by our locality, which we do not meet. And we need to increase the capacity as well as the condition of the sewer lines, and I think they need to be improved in a sort of phased manner, and we need to have equitable sharing of the cost, because as you may know, that city is already developed, and most of the growth is coming in the county now, and the university.
This is question number four. How would you define quality growth for our community?
Well, the growth which is sustainable, which can be sustained by for the long run, and not just for today. Which is harmonious with existing development. We live in, especially in the city of Charlottesville, we live in an old community. So when you do a new development, it has to fit in. You have to think of Charlottesville as a quilt, and you need to fill in each new patch into that quilt in a harmonious way and quality way, and not just dump some new development. Also, I think we need to protect and development natural and man-made environment, and development needs to be affordable, because we need to have development which will meet the needs of all our residents, not just the richest of our residents. So that kind of development I'll promote, and I'll support that kind of development.
Question number five, do you support the Meadow Creek Parkway, which VDOT plans to advertise for construction in 2008? Why or why not?
Yes, I do support Meadow Creek Parkway, two-lane parkway, with pedestrian and bicycle and transit access to the parkway, because I think it provides a good access to our downtown, which is an important part of our economy. And it is the heart of our community. We need to be able to get to that. It also provides access to northern parts of the city. I also support the replacement of open space lost due to parkway. So that it's truly a parkway, not just a road through the heart.
Question number six, what are your overall transportation priorities for the city of Charlottesville?
My most important priority is to improve transit system. We're not going to be able to build or want to build too many new roads in the city of Charlottesville. So alternative is, how do you handle the traffic situation? And a transit, in my mind, is a good way to deal with it. But it needs to be very efficient, frequent, every 15 minutes or so, so that you can be predictable and customer-friendly. So you can use it, and it is accessible throughout the city. For example, right now, in the northern part of the city, it has no transit service. So if I want to go somewhere, I get into my car. But there are many other people who... And it needs to be... I wouldn't even mind the transit system to be free, if possible. But more important is the frequency, the dependability, and accessibility. Other thing, I would also support a streetcar on the corridor from downtown to the 29 North through University and Barracks Road, because I think it will provide a good way of in a high density corridor development. Other areas of transportation which are important to me are interconnected network of bikeways. Right now we have pieces of bikeways, but they're not connected and they're not everywhere available and they're not safe. So it is important that they are interconnected. I also would like to see a very good pedestrian network, especially in residential neighborhoods. I would urge that there be a sidewalk at least on one side of every street, or at least the main streets and neighborhoods and major streets. Besides that, I would like to see that if we can do some traffic management on the existing streets so that it improves the quality of transportation and access and movement within existing right-of-ways. And I think there are things which can be done through traffic management. Other thing which is important to me in transportation is, I think that county needs to also build some roads in surrounding areas so that all the traffic is not going right through the city. For example, a Sunset Fontaine connector would be a good example of that connection.
Question number seven. What are your views on working more closely with the county and the University of Virginia to jointly operate a regional transit system? What will you do to promote use of public transportation, pedestrian trails, and bicycle paths?
Well, we are one community in many ways, and so I think a joint transit system will be very useful and very good, because then you don't have to have three systems running around in one community. But joint system needs to be a system which where each of the jurisdiction has an equitable sharing of revenues and costs for operation. Because there is a major expense. We can get a lot of money for capital equipment, but not for operation. So we need to share equitably, and if that is done, I would promote a regional transit system where all of us could be together. As to the bike and trails and sidewalks, I support those also, but also not only support it in philosophy and principle, but also I would be support the funding for those facilities so that we could have a network of interconnected network of bikeways and sidewalks.
Question number eight, what is missing in downtown's retail sector and what might City Council do about it? What will your priorities be for development in and around the downtown mall area, including the city-owned parking lots between Water Street and South Street?
Well, I'll encourage commercial development in downtown area and in the entrance corridors. The city can provide quality infrastructure to support this kind of development. And we want a quality development, so quality development requires good reviews also. I'll encourage mixed use in downtown area. And Water Street also, I think the lots could be developed for mixed use, including retail, office, housing, maybe farmers market, and maybe even hopefully some parking in that. But it is heart of our community, and it needs to be healthy heart, and it's a very important part of our economy. So we need to support that development, but it needs to be harmonious and quality development.
Do you think, I'm just going to ask a follow-up there, do you think anything is missing?
Well, there are things missing in the sense that, for example, we would love to have a grocery store in downtown, but it is not going to happen until there's a critical mass of population in downtown. I think it is going to come. Most likely we'll have smaller grocery stores, not huge department store kind of grocery stores. I don't think we need those, the big ones. But we do need some small grocery stores, small specialty stores, where you can go and walk to the shopping.
Okay. Are you ready for question 9?
Yep.
The City Council's 2025 vision statement identifies economic sustainability as a key objective. What do you think needs to be done to support that objective? And what role should government play to promote economic vitality?
Well, I'll promote workforce training and job creation activities, especially growth of new small businesses and expansion of existing businesses. As you may know, that most of the development, economic development comes by expanding existing businesses. So I'll try to see what their needs are and try to meet those needs for them. Also, city can provide utility capacities, for example, water and sewer, because without that you cannot have a good development.
Question 10. Question number 10. Do we have appropriate resources in city government to achieve the objectives in our strategic plan? In what way, if any, do we need to make changes? What impact will your recommendations have on staffing and the annual budget?
Well, I believe the city does have enough resources to meet the strategic plan goals. We can't meet them all overnight, but I think it will take some time. We need to phase in what are the most important priorities. And I do support funding for environmental sustainability, affordable housing, and recreation facilities. And I think we can use our resources effectively in meeting the strategic goals.
And can you, the second part of that question, the third part of that question is, what impact will your recommendations have on staffing and the annual budget?
I don't think they'll have significant impact on the budget or staffing, because I think we have adequate staff right now to deal with the problems and issues and needs of the community. We are a small community, and we have not grown in population-wise. We have grown quite a bit in staffing-wise. And so I think especially I would focus more on service provider staff than administrative staff.
Okay. Now we're going to enter into the additional questions, and we'll start with question number 11. The County Board of Supervisors is currently reviewing the proposed Biscuit Run development. At 3,100 homes, this would be the largest single development in the county's history. Do you believe Biscuit Run will be quality growth in our community? Why or why not?
Well, first of all, it is a large development, and I'm concerned about it in the sense that it has impact on the city of Charlottesville, especially the southern part of the city of Charlottesville, Fry Spring neighborhood, and I want to make sure that the transportation access is provided. If it could be a good development if they provide, first of all, appropriate amenities for the area, and most importantly, if they provide transportation improvements, like east-west Sunset Fontaine connector and those kind of improvements, so that traffic is not going through the city of Charlottesville.
Okay. Question number 12. What is your top priority for action by City Council if you are elected?
There are two areas of concern to me. One is the environment. And to deal with the environment, many things can be done. One is most important thing I would work on is improving the transit system, because I think that it has an impact on the traffic, it has an impact on the environment, quality of air, and so I feel that if we can improve a good transit system, it'll be a good way to improve the quality of life in our community.
Did you say that there was a second one? I think that you said that there was...
Well, other thing I mentioned was that I would like to work on environmental issues in also because, for example, energy conservation. I'd like to see energy conserve up to 25% reduction in energy use in the city. As you know, 30 to 40% of the energy is used in buildings, and we can set a good example with our own fleet, with our own buildings, and in provide incentive. For example, we could give free audits to residents so they can know where the energy is being wasted and how they could improve that.
Question number 13. In your opinion, is the state government adequately funding our transportation needs? If not, what steps will you take to ensure priority transportation projects are actually funded and completed in a reasonable time frame?
Well, as I understand, state has been trying to raise transportation funds, but not with a great deal of success. I would talk to our delegates to see if they can help in that area. And I think that's all you can ask for is more funding. And I think the important thing is not only to have funding, but as to how we use that funding in a sort of make that if we focus our funding on priority issues instead of just building projects just because they're on the books for a long time. And they need to be phased properly. And I think we need to think of transportation not only in terms of highways, but also in a balanced transportation system, transit, sidewalk, bicycles, and all those other modes of transportation also. And my priority will be to spend more money on those areas than highways.
Question 14. The University of Virginia is moving forward with numerous major construction projects to improve and expand their facilities. In what ways does this impact our community? How would you characterize the level of cooperation between the city and the university, and in what way will you seek to make changes?
Well, as you know, University of Virginia is a major asset to our community, and it is here to stay. And every time it moves, we can feel it. It's just like sleeping with an elephant. You know, you like it or not, if it moves, you feel it. And so the question is how to communicate with each other. I think that we can meet more. There is a city-county university committee right now, and I think they need to meet more often. They need to. We should start talking about plans, projects, and development from the start, not the end, so that we are a part of the planning process, and so the development can fit into well in our community. And I think we can work with the university, and I look forward to the opportunity for that.
Mm-hmm. How would you characterize the existing level of cooperation between the city and the
I do city? Not know the current level, but I presume it is okay.
I think you actually did answer that. I was just asking a follow-up there. We can move on to question 15. The City Board of Architectural Review and the City Planning Commission have recommended restrictions on by-right building heights in the downtown mall, Water Street, and South Street areas. If elected, would you support ordinance changes that would allow 9-story buildings only with a special use permit? Why or why not?
Well, I think I would support those changes. I'm not opposed to 9-story buildings, some of them, but I think there could be too many of them. Also, the reason why it is important to have a special permit for those kind of things is that you want to make sure that it fits into our fabric of downtown. The scale is compatible, the fit is compatible, that it doesn't block the light and air. It depends on the orientation of the solar orientation. So I think some 9-story buildings can fit into the city of Charlottesville, downtown especially, but I think they need to be reviewed very well so they can, qualitatively and sustainability-wise, as well as making sure that it fits into the fabric of the community.
Okay. Question number 16. What are your priorities for improving the city's public recreational facilities and urban green spaces?
Well, I think it is important. Urban green spaces and recreation open spaces are like breathing rooms for our community, and we need to have good spaces like that. It adds to our community, and it is a more pleasant community to live in if you have good spaces. Plus, it is needed for health purposes also, to recreational activities. I would, first of all, encourage acquisition of land in floodplain so that we can protect the open space around the river around other areas, and we also would like to see that some of the open spaces are well scattered throughout the city. I would also promote a lot of tree planting, tree cover in the parks as well as in the streets, because I think that will improve the quality of life, quality of environment for us. And I think that parks and recreation are, we have a very good park and recreation department, and I think they can, but we could need to maintain our facilities. Some of the facilities could be improved upon, for example, the swimming pools on Beaufort site or Carver site.
Question number 17, this is the final question. What do you see as the primary responsibilities of a city council?
I think city council can provide, set the tone and the leadership for the development and growth of our community, as well as the maintenance and protection of our neighborhoods, because our neighborhoods are an integral part of our community, and we need to maintain their integrity and their quality, because that's where we live. Other thing which is important, I think, for city council is to listening. Listening skills are crucial because there are citizens who have ideas, who have concerns, and city council needs to listen to them and try to respond to them in a positive and meaningful way. And I think, most importantly, I think I can provide some of the leadership because of my experience and because I feel the public service in itself is an honorable duty for every citizen.
Anything else with that question?
No.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hooger, for agreeing to our interview.
Thank you.